Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own or family altar daily, first thing as you wake up. In addition to this, join us on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram for the latest additional prayer platform God gave to us this month. Turning Point Prayer Hub. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time daily, Mondays to Saturday. We call it Securing or Commanding Your Day. Join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. But if you cannot join us because of time differential or some other thing, nothing lost. As soon as you wake up where you are, after listening to this audio ministration, go to our YouTube and Facebook, sing the song we sang for the day, pray the prayer, and prophesy the prophecy and make the sacrifice we made for the day. Do it every day. Then rebroadcast to all on your contact. Welcome also to Thursday, the 30th in October, as usual. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. This month ends tomorrow. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. O God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. End this month for all my listeners on a good note. Everyone under the sound of my voice, you shall end this month strong with unbelievable breakthrough and difficult to analyze open doors of favor, help, and assistance. Someone listen to me now. You are on target job, and up to now, you have not met the month's target. Raise your hand up a little just to indicate to God. I prophesy, before night falls tomorrow, you will hit your target and even surpass it. I stand at the edge of this month and prophesy to all my listeners, you will finish well and finish happy. A miracle phone call is coming. A miracle letter will drop in your mail. You will not have a carryover. All that God scheduled to happen for you this month will still happen. I decree all unfinished blessings and every delayed promise shall be accelerated to you. Yesterday, I prayed for those that promised God that they will give him his portion in their earning. Should God give them money? I pray again today, God will visit you financially before the month finally is over. Someone in a position to bless you will remember you today and bless you in Jesus' name. October 30th celebrant, your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday. As you mark a new year of life, God will give you special birthday gift. Grow in grace, grow in wisdom, and grow in resources in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Let's hit the ground running. First issue today. Good morning, our Father in the Lord. The advice you gave the woman whose husband moved abroad 5 months into their marriage is the best. I equally advise she move on with her life. God will give her a better suitor. Yes, thank you for your contribution. Listeners, always make contribution if you have any. It makes this platform interactive. It also shows me that people are listening. Next, good day, sir. On the issue of residential properties, I disagree, sir. While it is true, one may not be able to recoup the cost of building the house we Africans built for stability and legacy sake, I would rather prefer having rental property than duplex or mansions. Thank you, sir. Wow. I like the way you said it. We Africans like to leave legacy. Once we bring custom and tradition into a matter, the equation will definitely change. I looked at it from the economic angle. You saw it from the traditional angle. It's okay. I concur. No argument at all. Next, we registered a cleaning business with CAC, Corporate Affairs Commission, earlier this month. But my husband does not believe in mentorship. I suggested we reach out to some people in the church for possible referrals. He refused. Instead, he insists I should look for money to buy equipment so we can start. Please, I need your advice on how to move forward with the business. Wow. The idea of starting a new business is a great one. I advocate it here all the time. But to start without adequate training and mentoring, no. That would be a monumental mistake. Don't use your new business as to perform experiment. Know the business so well. In fact, work for a while in an establishment outfit so that that you want to start for practical experience and to know how the industry functions and to have a mentor to take you through. Otherwise, so many mistakes and regrettable mistakes shall be made that will eventually shut down the business, resulting into losses. Four major keys are required to start and succeed in any business. One, passion, then training, mentoring, and some money to start. Tell your husband to listen and follow my counsel. Then obtain my little book titled Why Many People Are Poor and the Way Out of It. I stated all these principles very clearly. All listeners, obtain that book, SMS, send a chat, or call our book officer on +234 805 634 758. You will get it, read it, understand it, apply the principles. You will come out fine. Next, good evening, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. Why are your prayer lines not connecting? I have been calling. Wow, they are connecting and are attending to many people according to their needs. You listen to people's testimonies on how they were prayed for with the pastors on the line, and things are happening. If you call and they are not able to pick, send an SMS or a chat. They will call you back. Those people are working very hard. Next, good morning, my TPGM. Sir, kindly explain how the eye surgery is going to take place. Thank you, sir. Another person too, still on the eye surgery. He said, I want my mom to come for the eye surgery. How do we go about it, sir? Wow. Some people misunderstood the eye surgery outreach, which we carried out recently. I asked that the video clip of the eye surgery be sent out and asked for comments. I have not received comments. Does it mean you have not seen the video clip? The eye surgery had been carried out. There was an elaborate procedure, preparation, patients were profiled, were tested before taking in for the surgery. It is not that we are going to be doing it weekly or monthly. We have so many welfare programs we are undertaking as TPGF. We have medical outreaches. We have outreach to widows, to orphans, scholarship to many students in various polytechnic and university. Many of them are now graduating and new entrants are coming in. We shall announce again when medical outreach will be held, depending on the availability of funds. The next one we want to do now is feeding people. We want to give decent meal to about 10,000 people for 7 days so that they could be resuscitated. I will soon call for donors, beginning from myself, givers, seesawers, donors, and philanthropists. I pray for you daily. Please do as God will lay in your hand when I begin to announce it in a few days' time. 7 days feeding with decent meal for 10,000 people. We shall continue from here tomorrow. Please send this to your contact. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Centers. Two services shall be held as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Bring a currency note that we anoint for you and bring all your factors of production. It is financial blessing and explosion today. Don't miss it. It shall be live streamed. Connect from wherever you are. Tomorrow, Friday, we shall meet twice on our social media platform on Prayer Hub early in the morning, 6:30 to 7 a.m., then the monthly crossover vigil, 10 minutes to 12 to 20 or 25 minutes after 12, crossover from October to November with no carryover. Don't miss it. Set your alarm to wake you up. Finally, month is ending. If you're a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the seed of 10, 10, 10, we are sowing this outgoing month Do so before the month is over. Do so as soon as you receive your income. In November, it shall move to 11, 11, 11, 11. I speak to everyone's life. Go and matter. Go and see the glory and the power and the favor of God. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.